This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's election day for municipal races across the state. Key offices up for grabs today include the mayor's offices in Colorado Springs and Denver. CPR News and KRCC will provide live updates and election results out of Denver and Colorado Springs tonight as part of an extended edition of All Things Considered and Colorado Matters. That's at 7 tonight. And of course, there's always updates at CPR.org. Much of Colorado will experience another bout of winter temperatures and snow today before the warm weather returns. The I-25 and I-70 corridors will receive several inches of snow throughout the day, making for a slick morning and evening commute. The cold snap should dissipate by this weekend, though. Highs are expected to be in the 60s and 70s on Saturday. 19 Black women judges were celebrated recently by the Colorado Association of Black Women Attorneys. Most of them were appointed in just the past few years, and only 4% of all judges in Colorado are Black. Former Denver County Court Judge Gary Johnson helped form the Colorado Judicial Institute Coalition on Judicial Diversity. The group tries to improve diversity in the state's court system.
We still have no Black judges on the Colorado Court of Appeals. We have no Black judges on the Supreme Court level. And these are the two highest levels of court in Colorado. These are the two courts that are making the highest level decisions affecting the population of Colorado.
The state judiciary has historically struggled to reflect other communities too. Only 9% of Colorado judges are Hispanic. This is CPR and KRCC. Former President Donald Trump is set to appear in a Manhattan criminal court for arraignment today. That's after a grand jury indicted him last week, making him the first former president to face criminal charges. You can hear NPR special coverage of the arraignment right here, live at noon.